Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Whoa, I didn't think that episode of Radiolab would ever end. When will they start marketing episodes of that thing as ASMR videos? But then again, if you're hoping to drift off while trying to make sense of plot details that were incompatible to begin with, you've come to the right circle of hell. So, find the nearest copy of Joseph Campbell's The Power of Myth, throw it out the window into any nearby wood chipper, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, the Wanderlost, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
A deep bow. A good day, sir. Get wet.
Wow, so fancy, Chunt.
Yes, yes, yes. Arnie, how many days did you say you've been here? How many years and days?
I have been here 9 years and some amount of days. I mean, you know, I've started to try to not focus so much on the days. I just try to live year by year. You know, that's that old saying. Just take it 1 year at a time.
I have to imagine a lot of stuff you plan on doing doesn't get done that way.
Oh, that is true. But it all that was always the case with me.
Well, Arnie, my good sir, it turns out that 9 years and some amount of days is your special anniversary. And here in Foon...
Exactly.
9 years and some amount of days, my good man. Which calls for a very special dance that's only done in Foon when someone has been here for 9 years and some amount of days. Do you want to dance on the podcast, Arnie? Arnie, say no more. I think your breathless was enough for me to know it can wait.
Okay.
Whew. He doesn't want to dance with somebody?
I guess not.
He doesn't want to feel the heat with somebody?
Arnie, there's so much body heat generated when you are dancing with someone. Really up on them.
With somebody who loves you?
Arnie, with two guys who love you, you don't want to dance?
I mean, this is sounding more and more appealing.
Okay.
Did I hear someone talk about dancing?
Oh, I think our guest is here.
I was talking about dancing.
Who is that?
Enchanté, my name is Chunt, shapeshifter / badger.
Well, hello there. My name is Reba McIntyre.
Reba McIntyre, I feel like I've heard of you.
I think you have. You know, there's a lot of cool cats around here that sing a lot of songs, but mine are always the loudest.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. We could stand to hire an entertainer here at the Wanderlost, this perambulating tavern that we find ourselves situated in this season. Was that a good recap, Arnie? You told me
that
to do more
great.
Recaps.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Speaking of perfect, I've been looking for gig work. I like taverns, you know, I like singing songs anywhere, really.
And you're a big, cat woman.
Yeah, I'm very big, and I'm a cat, and I'm a woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Three out of three. Usually, I don't get them all.
Good job, Arnie.
You got them all right.
I think you really summed Reba up in a way that, well, some might say was reductive, but very accurate at the same time.
Now, Reba, you are ambulatory tiger, but you're tiger-ish. Do you want to describe... you're on a podcast right now, which is sort of like an audio medium, if that makes sense. Do you want to describe what you're wearing? Who are you wearing today?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'm wearing a lot of fur. It's all mine.
Okay.
It's my winter fur coat. It's all real fur. Like, it's not false. I know there's a lot of tigers around here that get plugs and things like that. Mm-hmm. But no, this is all my real fur. I have a lot of salmon, you know. It keeps it nice and smooth. But so, yeah, this is just all me, all Reba McIntyre, you know.
Arnie, have we told you about plugs here in Foon?
No.
There are some animals that think that wearing fur is gauche. Even though they grew it themselves, they'll take it all out.
Wow. Yeah.
And then put in fake fur. They'll plug in fake fur into their follicles.
Arnie, I don't know if you've met him. He's kind of royalty. Pumblechook, the Lord of the Geckos. This motherfucker's probably 10 ounces.
Oh, that motherfucker.
He wears like 8 pounds of fur, this motherfucker.
10 ounce motherfucker.
10 ounce motherfucker.
Pumblechook. I'm writing this down. Pumblechook, the Lord of the Geckos?
Lord of Gecko.
Yeah. Oh, Reba, do you know Pumblechook?
I ran into him on the way here, yeah, actually. Yeah. Well,
so he's nearby. There's royalty nearby.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I thought he was my cousin. Because my cousin, he's also a cat, but he's kind of got a lizard-looking face. And so when I looked over, and I was like, that's not a cat, but he looks like one with that fur. But yeah, he introduced himself. He seemed like a stand-up citizen.
That's a good point. I never realized or thought about the fact that lizards basically look like cats without fur.
Yeah.
Hmm. So now, Reba, I just want to be clear. I'm excited
about
royalty.
No one cared about that revelation?
I think it's still hitting us, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to take a minute for that to sink in, I think, for me.
We'll get back to it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just don't want anyone to think that I'm, like, a royalty fucker. Like, it's not that. It's more that, look.
You slept with him.
No.
He did have kind of a stagger about him.
Oh.
You know? Okay. He seemed like he got around the force a little bit.
Okay.
Is that what you...
I mean, that's also useful information. I'm also going to write that down. Here, we're trying to build alliances. I kind of fucked up our alliance with Tom Blaine Belleroff, King of the Northeast. But we're going to try to find other royalty to work with. We already have an alliance with King Gunther Mossback.
Ooh, Arnie, I wouldn't keep using the word alliance.
Alliance?
Not around a tiger.
Oh.
Is there another word, a synonym?
Yeah, I was just going to say... Well, you're talking to a tiger.
Oh, sorry.
You know, I just mean they're, you know, the lore, the king of the jungle, the king of the jungle. But I'm going to tell you what, they have to roll around in prides and more than one to be even thought of. But guess what? I've been rolling around by myself and I'm doing just fine.
No. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to name another kind of a big cat. I mean, you're clearly the most important. You're clearly the wild cat around here.
Thank you. I appreciate that. No, I'll let it slide. I'll let it slide. I'm gracious, too. That's a thing, too.
Yes, Arnie was just saying he does not, you know, a royal fucker, someone who goes around trying to bed those born in our higher status.
Unless we think it would help us with our alliances. Mm-hmm. Like, if I fucked a couple royalty, do you think that would help?
Well, you know, Arnie, I hate to think of you as a cheater like that.
Ooh, Usador.
What?
Is there another...
I'm telling you what.
What?
I've run 60 miles an hour myself once. Now, everybody talks about cheetahs and how fast they are, but guess what? Can they run over terrain? It's got to be flat land for them to go that fast.
So you were going 60 on a slant?
On a slant.
on an incline. That's impressive.
Yeah. At least like a 0.2.
Ooh, that's a lot. Sorry, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Chunt.
I heard it.
I hate to be juvenile, but if you run that fast, does it affect your bowels? I would just hate to think of you being a puma.
I swear.
Arnie, no, for so many reasons.
I'm not happy about anything I said.
They put that, I didn't want to say its name, they put the puma on all of those shoes.
Puma?
Yeah, the puma.
They put the puma on all of those clothes that everybody's been wearing and them shoes. But guess who's... Who's running it, you know? What looks better than a striped kind of cat than just a plain old one note, whatever color a puma is?
Yeah.
Arnie, have you seen all the Puma fashion here in food lately?
No, I don't know that I have. I'm not up on the latest trends.
All over everything. I preferred. I prefer the style of Adidas, where people, you know, they post the deed to their home right on their clothes.
Mm. Sure.
Oh, such a brag. Yeah.
This is what a deed is, and then it's like, oh, great.
And I would do that, Arnie, but all day I dream about sex.
All day?
Most of the day.
I tell you who else looked like they dream about sex is that gecko. Oh. That gecko cat.
Oh, yeah, you said he was staggering?
Yeah, just like kind of a waltz about him, you know?
Just it's a kind of like, just been fucked waltz? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, like he looked a little sore, like he took...
Oh. Okay.
Da-da-da. Ow.
The old took it waltz, the old 69 two-step.
The old bow-legged... Get down.
Bow-legged, just a little sleepy-looking, but satisfied, you know.
So, Reba, I'm so sorry. I keep talking about royalty. They're just like us. But, you know, I think we should learn more about you. You seem somewhat famous in Foon. Is that fair to say?
Thank you so much. You know, I try to be humble about it. Like, I have humble roots, you know, but I do have a song that kind of went around. Oh. I don't know if you heard it, but I'll sing a little bit.
Okay, I'd love to hear it.
We'd love to hear it.
Just a little song, okay? Yeah. A single minx who works two jobs, loves her cubs and never stops, gentle paws in the heart of a tiger. I'm a survivor of the Dark Lord's reign.
Oh, wow.
Does that sound familiar?
Yes, I loved it.
Thank you.
I just have to say, I noticed in the song that you mentioned your two cubs. You've been tending to them, I take it, in addition to managing your very successful career.
Thank you so much. What's your name again?
My name is Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarkas. The elves know me as Fiangalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known throughout the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and there may be other secret names, names that if I did utter them aloud, most assuredly, Barbara Jean would come and steal your husband.
Well, good thing I don't got no husband. I'm a single mom.
Oh, well, that's good. Nice.
And this is Arnie.
Hey, oh yeah, I'm from another world.
Oh, hey, another world? Other than that one? What are you doing down there?
Yes, he's from a place called Earth. Mm-hmm. It's a lot like here, except it's boring and they have tall metal buildings.
So if I'm not as familiar with you, it's nothing personal. Although, you know, I think I sometimes get you confused with Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, Bonnie Raitt. We go back. You know, we're real good friends. You wouldn't think between a tiger and a rat, but she can harmonize like nobody's business, you know?
I think Bonnie Raitt's a little bit older, but yes, it's a good collaborations. I've been wonderful, humble beginnings, but both born to greatness.
Okay, and which one is Ashley Blood?
Ashley Blood?
The vampire?
Or Winona Blood?
Are they one family?
Oh, there's so
they're
many
all
bloods.
Vampires. The Bloods. Winona.
Okay, yeah.
That's who you're thinking of. Winona. And yeah, they're the Bloods. They're vampires. Mm. They're real fun to be around when they're not hungry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet. Hey, same with you.
Although Ashley's the only one that's an actor, right?
She's a cock tickler, yeah. I've seen her perform with the troops.
Tickle some cocks.
Reba, just to sort of, bridge the gap.
Yeah.
Who currently is the sort of ruler of the tigers? King, queen, whatever, what have you?
Okay. So she's going to get back into singing this style of music. And this is the one line that I do actually talk to and we're okay. It's Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I've heard of Miley Cyrus.
Listen, she can sing anything she wants. And so that's a part of it that's like, I do respect you as a lion because you can do it all and you don't need no backups. You don't need other lions around.
Yeah. Where in all of this is Trisha Deerwood?
Oh, man. Trisha. I can only really hang out with her if I got a full belly. you know?
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Just my carnivorous nature. Yeah. Like, I just get a little testy with her. And sometimes she's, you know, she's a little, not all there sometimes.
Sure.
You know, like doe-eyed, you know?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Speaking of your carnivorous nature, how is your belly right now?
Oh, I ate on the way here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I just kind of picked up some scraps. I'm also, if I'm kind of lazy, I just eat whatever's on the side of the road.
Yeah, I've seen Chunt do that too. It's all right.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of, it's fast food, you know? I'm on the run.
Yeah, you just who am I to judge? You've seen me do that as well.
I didn't want to out you here, Ani.
Well, actually, Reba, we haven't eaten yet, so let's order some food. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk to you some more.
That sounds great.
An order of mozzarella wands and a raw carcass?
Yeah, we got those. We got that right. We got that right.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long, dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
So, Reba, I hate to pry into your personal life, but that's just sort of what I do.
I like being open. Pry away.
Do you mind telling us a little bit about your cubs?
Okay, no, that's a great question. So, I had two cubs.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, one of them fell ill.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm
I know.
So sorry.
It's just the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
You know, there's always a weaker one, and I just... Yeah, a snake ate him about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm. In what way was that him falling ill? Like, getting eaten by a snake?
Arnie, do you think of a worse illness than being eaten by a snake?
Arnie, snakes have poison.
Oh. Yeah, he got bit first, and then that made him ill for a couple seconds. And then he ate him.
Yeah. Arnie, yeah. Even if it's just a couple seconds, it still counts, okay?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Something I'm sure you're used to telling women.
Chun, if you keep spreading that around, I'm not going to be able to fuck any of this royalty, okay? And I've got to do this to make alliances.
Arnie, I swear to you, you absolutely have a shot with Princess Dewdrop, Queen of the Fleas.
Princess Dewdrop?
Fleas?
Yeah.
I don't need fleas in my pubic hair again.
Arnie.
They're easy to get out, though, if you find a good muddy swamp.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, I'm so sorry. A snake ate your one of your cubs.
A snake ate my cub, and so he's gone. But then I had one other cub, mm-hmm. and yeah, he grew up, and he actually married another animal. Shelly Clarkson is a turtle.
Oh, Shelly.
Yeah, Shelly. Shelly did music, too. Oh, mm-hmm. wow, does Shelly got a pops on that turtle, I tell you
mm-hmm.
what. Mm-hmm. And they got married, and then they...
So they married Shelly Clarkson and
Shelly Clarkson.
No relation to Kelly Larkson, the bird.
No, not whatsoever. Never heard of Kelly Larkson.
Oh, okay.
Huh, yeah, let's think about it. Reba, is a turtle related to a bird? Are we sure they're not related? Or
yeah, come on, Arnie. I don't know what Earth does up there, but woof.
This is Arnie.
Arnie.
Dream guest on my podcast.
Is a worm related to a whale? I don't know anything.
Yeah, come on, Arnie.
Come on, Arnie. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Listen,
it's all right. It's
all
your
time.
Anniversary. It's 9 years and 10 days.
That's right.
It is has it been 9 years and a few days?
Yeah, it has.
I tried to get him to do the dance, but
you got to do the dance, the 9 year anniversary dance.
Okay, how about this? I'll do the dance if everyone at least makes noises like I'm doing a good job. And while I do it, look, your faces can be like, you can roll your eyes as much as you want, but you just have to make noises like it's good so that the listeners think I do a good dance. Oh. And if you don't mind, Reba, I'd love dancing to your song. If you'd sing your classic song again.
You know I'm gonna sing it to, Do you want that one or do you want me to go off on another one?
Well, I'd love to hear that one again. And then I probably at some point ask you for more.
That's fair. Gotta go with the hits. All right, here I go.
Everyone pay attention. Arnie's going to dance, and Reba's going to sing.
And you're all going to make noises like it's good.
All right, here we go. A single minx who works two jobs, who loves her cubs and never stops. Gentle paws in the heart of a tiger. I'm a survivor.
The splits?
That was wild. I'm actually impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah. Arnie, you had some real moves there.
I know. I'm sweating like crazy.
That song's only about 20 seconds long.
I know.
It really? And you did a lot. You covered this whole tavern.
Is that like the radio edit? That seemed like it was going on forever.
But you know what? Not a lot of people go that hard.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Each of us has a role to play in a certain set of skills that we can use to bring about change in this world. And Arnie, yours may not be dancing.
Yeah. Maybe Arnie, yours is like when someone's talking about their child being eaten, maybe you talk about like your pubic hair or whatever you said.
Not right away.
You warn people
like
about
shortly after
pubic.
It's customary to leave a mourning period. Arnie, you're right. I'm dead wrong there.
I mean, it was more than the period of time her son was ill before being eaten.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
How long ago was this, by the way?
Oh, my goodness. About 6 months ago.
Oh, okay. So, still recent, but
But for a tiger, it's like, that's like 20 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I still love him, but barely remember what he looks like.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's so sad when creatures from the animal kingdom fall ill. I remember when my, one of my horses, Chode, fell ill and died from a piano falling on him.
That's a way to go.
Isidore, how is this the first time hearing about this?
You didn't know that Chode fell ill by having a piano fall on him?
I didn't hear about any part of this. I'm so sorry to hear that. And why didn't you tell me about... I mean, some of it sounds a little... Parts of it sound funny.
Arnie, if you were there to see a horse look up and go, huh? And then to hear a piano fall and see the shadow of the piano on the horse get bigger and bigger until it engulfs the entire horse, the shadow does.
Oh, no.
And then when the piano finally hit Chode, for a minute we thought he was okay because his head shot through the top of the piano.
Oh, no.
He smiled wide, piano keys making up his teeth. But then the teeth fell out one by one, making musical notes somehow, still.
It probably sounded good, a little bit.
Parts of it were definitely the start of a song.
Oh, wow. I wish somebody sampled that.
Well, luckily, we record a lot of things here. You should listen to the podcast. I'm sure you could sample Arnie or Chunt doing some weird things. I don't think I would have anything interesting sound-wise in an auditory way to lend to your musical stylings.
Oh, that's great.
Something. Yeah, sort of percussive.
It's like kind of like a bass to a song. You know, I could always use a wizard laying down a beat or something like that, you know.
wizard laying down a beat.
Yeah.
Perhaps I shall cast a spell of dank beats.
On my songs?
Sure,
nice.
if you'd like that. I'm always up for a collab. Arriba times Usador.
I have to imagine now the tigers know Usador's dank beats.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm telling you what, we can go on tour, you know? You can open for me, casting spells on the audience, so by the time I get out there, they're transfixed.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yes, more entertainers should use magic to coerce their audiences into believing that they're more talented than they are. But you, Reba, don't need it because you already are so talented and so successful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And what makes it even more amazing is you're doing it all as a single mom.
Excuse me. I get emotional. You're right. It's hard just being by yourself in the woods, producing music, raising cubs. You know, that's my two jobs, music and being a mom, you know?
Well, I don't want to poke a hole in this, but one of your cubs is gone and the other one is married off. You're not really actively raising them anymore, are you? Are they always coming back and, like, taking food out of your tree or whatever? I don't know what you have. Do you live in a house?
Where do you keep your food?
Yeah, do you live in a house?
Where? Listen, I live in a tree, a very big one, a huge tree. You know, one of those where you can kind of go inside of it. You could drive a wagon through it, kind of.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
It's real big. And I will say, I hate to gossip about my own cub, but recently my cub and Shelly Clarkson got a divorce.
Oh, actually, that's good. We should be celebrating that. That's good.
Yeah, I think it is good. The part that's bad is I'm kind of on Shelly's side. My cub did not treat her right.
That's a hard place to be as a mom, to know that your child perhaps didn't do their best and be their best selves, but you still have to love them and care for them.
That's the thing about cubs, you know? They're lovable losers. They could fuck up for 100 years. And part of you's like, I want to keep rooting for them. But at the same time, no one's really watching them.
That's
true. Sure, they might be around, but you're not watching them, right?
They don't care as much. They're like, it's a cub. That's just kind of what cubs do. That's the way they are. It's cub room talk. You know? That's it. And it's hard when it's your own cub because you're trying to hold them accountable. But then on the other side, you're like, well, who's going to... It's just another cub out the chute. That's why part of it is like when my other cub died, I was extra sad because it was a female cub. I'm not trying to be one way about it. I'm just saying there's a stigma with cubs. So if you got a girl one, you're like, we can break this. But, you know, they should have had... There's a big old dowry. There's a lot of stuff involved in it.
Dowry? So your cub came into some money then.
Yeah, and he kind of took off with it, so...
Oh, how inappropriate. So, I understand why you're siding with Shelly, then. It seems like things have been very difficult for her since Cub's been gone.
In some way, yes, and another way, no, because I tell you what, whenever Shelly gets her little heart broken, she sings those kind of songs that you hear and you go, oh, that resonates with me. She's blown up. She's all over Foon. Everybody's listening to her now, like her music. And so in some way, she's kind of making diamonds out of coal.
Are you sure that your cub meant to leave Shelly and just wasn't walking at a normal speed and the turtle couldn't keep up?
Oh, I guess it could be just literally like they were at different speeds.
Yeah.
And not just metaphorically on different kinds of pages kind of thing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess I was just... I mean, you've got to imagine there's some chance that the cub just hasn't looked behind them yet and they're like, oh shit, where's Shelly?
That's true. And I guess he always did kind of say he felt like she kept balls up. And he maybe just literally probably meant that she's in a shell. Like she's in a hard shell.
Yeah.
Well, you've got to figure either way. Whether your cub intended to leave or whether he's walking several paces ahead of her and hasn't quite caught up yet, you've got to figure if it doesn't kill her, it'll make her stronger.
Absolutely. And I, Reba, I just want to apologize for Arnie. He's not pacist. Every animal goes at their own speed. You
That's
know,
true.
A few weeks ago, I was accused of being libracist, and I love books. So just know that Arnie means well. Let's take a quick break. Maybe we come up with a new hit song called Different Speeds, and we'll be right back with more Reba McIntyre.
Listen to this break at whatever speed you want. One time, one and a half times.
Arnie,
just don't skip it.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day...
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Kat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Kat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Chunt, I'm still working on this list of royalty that we should try to team up with.
Oh, we should reach out to Googly Moogly.
Googly Moogly.
Oh, the great Googly Moogly. One of the best royals of all time.
Okay.
They are a giant leech.
A giant leech?
Yeah.
Pretty big.
Pretty big leech, personality-wise.
Okay.
Yeah, they're an impala.
Oh, I see.
So sort of like a fast deer, but personality-wise, just a giant leech.
Yeah. Yusuf, do you have any royalty that's not animals?
Have you thought about reaching out to Duke Champagne?
No, but I want to now. Duke Champagne?
Oh, yes. Very fun. Bubbly personality. Very effervescent, I would say.
Mm. Life of the party.
Life of the party. Perhaps not as serious as you would hope, but very charming. Certainly someone you don't want to cross, though. Mean drunk.
Mm-hmm. Is Duke Champagne the one that switched places with a commoner, the miller, and then that miller started living the high life?
No, that's his pop.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I can get you in touch with Shank Williams.
Ooh.
He's a pirate, but he's probably the number one country singer. He started the whole thing, this pirate.
I don't know, number one, that seems... I don't want to necessarily start at the top. Is it possible, like, is there like a third, like a Shank Williams the third?
You know him.
I don't, and if you want to go even lower down the list, Chris Paynes.
Oh.
He's like, I mean, very approachable.
Yeah.
Easy
I don't
to
think
to.
I've ever even talked to him.
Here's the thing. Everyone brings him up every once in a while, and you're like, why are we still talking about him?
It's fun to talk about him. I don't know. So.
I think sometimes hair. He starts his own rumors. Do you know what I mean?
Reba, that's a good song. He starts his own rumors?
He starts his own rumors. He's in a lot of pain. Yesterday you talked to him. He said just the same. Yeah, it's going somewhere.
Yeah, I like that.
Hell yeah.
There we go.
Seems like a real driving ballad. Sounds like a perfect... I don't know if you're a songwriter for other... singers as well, but it sounds like a perfect sort of like power ballad for your daughter-in-law.
Yeah, I do ghostwrite. You know how ghosts back in the day used to write novels? right? Or songs. Yeah. So I sometimes, you know, I pair up with a ghost and I ghost rap for other singers.
Reba, I didn't. Chunt's father is a ghost. Just so
no, it's okay. He wrote a book. It was it's pretty tough to get through. It was a book called What does that feel like again? And it was just a list of things he forgot. Stuff he forgot. What it feels like, you know,
mm-hmm.
like
he's a
hug.
Ghost.
What was it?
Because he's a ghost and he forgot what it's like to have skin.
Yeah. Exactly. So
up to chapter 17, which I think was diarrhea.
Yeah, he forgot some of the chapters. We weren't sure if he was joking or not. You know, because if a ghost comes up to you and says, "What does diarrhea feel like again?" You feel like it's like a piano on a horse. It's a piano on a horse, right?
Exactly. No, it's a piano on a horse. Yeah.
It's something you start to laugh at, and then you realize they're serious, and you're like, "Oh no,
this horse has got piano teeth."
Chun, I have to be perfectly honest. I have a hard time believing your dad could write a book.
It was okay. It was more of a pamphlet. It was simply
just knowing your dad.
Okay, it was one piece of paper, just with chapter titles.
Yeah, well, that's to be fair. Yeah, they were all just chapter titles. All of the
fine. I'll admit
mark.
It. It was him just saying them out loud. Okay, I'll come clean. I thought he might write these things, and so I wrote them down.
In his defense, if he's a ghost, he can't really hold a pen.
Yeah,
exactly. Unless a pen. Well, unless.
This is a ghost pen.
I should kill a pen for my dad.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a country song.
I should kill a pen for my dad. He's a ghost. He's a ghost. Yeah, that sounds about right.
I am loving the insight into your songwriting process. It's clearly like singing a line and then pausing for a second and being like, "That might be something." Or, yeah, that sounds good.
I usually have to edit those parts out because I leave those. You know, you're right. It's all part of the process. You know, you kind of have to look outside of yourself sometimes, and then get back into your head and finish the rest of the song. You know.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
It's calm response with yourself.
Yeah, I love it. Ooh, I like that.
It's something that Garth Babylon Brooks used to do.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a river. He was a singer.
He usually stands next to Chris Paynes, maybe I've never seen them together.
Yeah, I've never seen them in the same place.
Oh, Arnie, you know them both, suddenly.
Okay, fine. I have a life outside this podcast.
See, that's what I did with my dad's book. I just started saying stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, you have a life outside the podcast?
A little bit.
What? What do you do?
What do you do?
I don't know. I just walk around a little bit. Look at clouds.
Yeah. It's a good start.
Eat a sandwich.
Any good clouds?
Not lately.
Oh.
Well, I tried.
Have you ever noticed sometimes there's like, oh my gosh, there's so many good clouds. I can't even look at all these clouds. And then other times you're like, I miss having a good cloud to look at.
Wow, thoughts only you've had. Arnie, this is great.
Yeah, this sounds like either a journal entry or poetry. Probably journal entry.
Yeah. Could it be a song?
Like I said, I can squeeze diamonds out of coal, so let's try it out. There's a rumbling. There's a rumbling storm headed in the Foon. I look up in the sky and guess what's new? It's clouds, 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 clouds coming over the valley. There's something there, I think.
See?
Wow. Can't spell clouds without louds.
Really, really shined up that turd.
Huh. Yeah. I think you got something there, Arnie.
Okay.
Keep working on it. I used to hang out with Miranda Lambert. She's a lamb. You know, she writes a lot of songs about clouds, kind of, a little bit.
Was it like a metaphor for anything? Like, or was it literally just about clouds and
I think it started off just literally because she was always in the field with other lambs. And so she either was singing about grass or clouds in the sky. And then she started dating a wolf. And he did her wrong. He did her dirty. I know he had... Listen, you know how some people wear cat fur? He was wearing lamb fur.
That makes sense. He got plugs.
Wolf in lamb's fur.
He got plugs. He got lamb plugs. And so She thought he was a lamb, and then he started howling, and then, you know, she keyed his wagon. Mm. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or do lamb plugs sound delicious?
It does.
Yeah. I am so hungry.
It's kind of like lamb chops. It does sound like that, doesn't it?
It does a little bit. By the way, did you enjoy your side of beef?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I did. It was a lot fresher than what I had on the way here.
Oh, good.
You know.
Oh, glad we could, you know, Ani is the owner of this tavern, this walking, perambulating tavern. And,
yeah.
So, you know, we pride ourselves on serving the finest raw meats.
It was real good. I'm full, you know? I'm telling you. Good.
Honestly, it's been a bit of a problem for us that most of the food here is served raw. So we really probably should try to get more customers who like to eat raw meat or can stomach it.
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of animals that like raw meat, so I can bring them all in there.
Oh, yeah. Come by any time. We're happy to just, you know, throw raw meat at our customers.
That's how I usually prefer it that way. I usually like to fight over it a little bit, so maybe you can introduce that to the menu. Oh, it's like you have to fight with someone else to get it.
Chunt, you've been wanting to start a whole animal fighting thing anyway, right?
Yeah, but underground.
Oh, sorry.
A lot of moles like that too, mm-hmm. Underground.
Prairie dogs, moles, etc.
Reba, I'm not as super familiar with your music, but if I remember correctly, do you have tremors?
Tremors? Oh, wow. When I tell you... So I was going to be a part of the Dick Winklers, or whatever they're called.
Okay.
As an actor, a Dickly Wickly, a vagina monologuer. But...
That's right. In the South, the cock ticklers are called the Dink Winklers, right? Is that...
The Dink Winklers.
And some are known as vagina monologers.
Vagina monologers. You know what I'm trying to say. That's why I didn't get in. It's hard for me to speak. I sing better. But with that said, they had a play, and they called it Tremors, based on that creature that is underground. And I starred in it. That was one of my biggest, blockbuster, as in you're breaking a block on the side of the road. Yeah. Break it! Oh, wow, that's crazy! That's so such a big hit. So, yeah, I did act a little bit in Tremors, yeah.
It was a few plays, right? It was a whole series. There was Tremors 2, Tremors 3. What was the fourth one called? Tremors...
I think 4.
Reloaded?
Tremors 4. That's Tremors 4 Reloaded.
Yeah.
It's when the Tremors got drunk again.
Because
they got drunk in 2, and then they got drunk
again.
Yeah,
I think Duke Champagne was in there, and he was...
He was
getting drunk with them Tremors.
It's... Arnie, I don't know how it is on Earth, but here... Musicians want to be royalty. Royalty want to be actors. And actors, I guess they want to be actors as well because the pay is not great. But it's so weird. Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, there's not much pay for the Dick Winklers, you know?
It seems glamorous. But then, you know, you really get into the meat of it and they're like, this is a lot of hard work for not a lot of payoff.
And if you do get a lot of pay, it comes at you have to give over your youth. And so you start to sag. So it's
true.
You have to join if you want to join to get a certain kind. You have to trade something, and you trade your youth, and you trade maybe your health. And so a lot of those actors that get paid, they sag now.
Well, we should just to paint a full picture, if I may, Reba. We should say
yes. They
sag after about 3 to 4 roles.
That's true.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. I love that, Chunt. You gild it.
Thank you.
Ani, you're right, though. There are a lot of royals who have secret desires to become actors. Well documented on this very show.
Yeah, Tom Blaine
Belroth. But you may not know that in his youth, King Gunthrir Mossback also wished to tread the boards and for a while played the Great Dane of the famous play.
Dane Cook?
Yes.
The chef?
Yes, Dane Cook. Funish play?
I think I've just heard a little bit about it, but I'm not super familiar.
You're not super familiar. You know that it's a dog who cooks. You know the Great Dane Cook, the chef?
Yeah, he's a real good chef.
Arnie, the play starts with a prologue. They say there's nothing in the menu that says a dog can't cook. It's.
Mm-hmm.
I am so shocked that you know this.
He's even got a little hand symbol that he does, where he puts up his paw, and it looks like he's flipping off everybody.
Oh, yeah, the super paw.
The super paw.
Or that, you know, Alpha Daronius XT in the third, our friend King Ron, he likes to put on little plays that is, you know, in his kingdom when he's not, you know, taking money from his constituency. And then, of course, there's Queen Maximilian, who loves to act and sing songs and put on little plays. She's actually really quite talented.
Oh, Glassonia, the Queen of the Mirrors.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
She likes to act, kind of copy what people do.
Yeah, she was. I think she's also a ghostwriter for my reflection that Christina Aguilera.
Lemur?
Yep.
One of those.
Oh, Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, she ghostwrit my reflection because it's about mirrors.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
And she's had an interesting career. Arnie, this lemur was fucking nasty, according to the public, not me.
She's also a genie. That's kind of crazy. I mean, she put a spell on everybody when she sang.
Yeah. A lot of people say she was a genie who granted her own wish, which is remarkably rare.
Not my type of music, but, you know, I respect it.
Yeah, it's, you know, as long as it floats someone's boat. Oh,
speaking of, we can talk about Justin Timberlake.
Oh, I was going to talk about Raft Hartley.
Okay, well, I think they're part of the same group of lakes.
Oh, the great, Arnie, the acting group, the Great Lakes.
But are they lakes?
Are they lakes? Arnie, what are you saying?
What's happening here?
Are they lakes?
Are they lakes?
Does the sun rise in the east?
Sometimes.
Yes, it does.
There you go.
I could cast a spell to make it rise from somewhere else if we like, though. Probably not going to help anything, though. Just showing off.
No, it's cool. You, sir, that'd be cool.
No, it's fine. Never mind.
No, that'd be kind of cool. Yeah, why not?
Don't worry
everyone,
about it.
Wouldn't we love to see the sun rise in a different...
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to do it. I just want to know if anyone's thinking about how lizards look like cats without hair. Is anyone still thinking about that?
That sounds like... You, sir, I don't mean this... I don't want you to take this the wrong way. That sounds like a Dank Beats idea. So we all know, you're Usador the Blue, et cetera, Theseus. But when you smell, if you're within 10 miles of any marijuana, we know you immediately turn into Dank Beats. That sounds like a Dank Beat idea.
Hmm. Yeah. Write that down and we'll go to the studio and we'll make a song out of it.
Arnie, we're going to have to go to a studio where they record songs into crystal balls.
Wait, we recorded an album on our Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That album was fucking nasty.
It was like a Christina Aguilera, if I may.
Was it? I gotta listen to this. Y'all are holding out on me.
Sorry, it's $5 a month to join Patreon.
Why don't we check out an email here? You can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. You can also message us at the Patreon by joining the Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern. Here's an email I received recently. Dear Arnie, Chunt, and Usador, plus any guests.
Oh, there you go, Reba. You're included.
Wow, yeah. Reba, by name.
Oh, okay. All right.
And Mundle the Grundle. Greetings from South Wales. I've been looking into ways of achieving...
Sorry. Before you even go on.
South Wales?
There are whales that specifically only live in the South.
Or are they underground? Because I could use a ringer for my fight club.
That's a good question. No, I'm not going to talk about Earth stuff, except for reading this email.
Whaley Nelson?
I've been looking into ways of achieving immortality in the hope it would give UC the upper hand with the Foon Wizards. This is what I found. He has a list.
Oh.
Number one, eat a mermaid.
Nice.
Didn't work.
Number two, anger a god or goddess and get them to punish you with immortality.
Like they're not mad at me already.
Number three, find a tree that grows gold apples. Not golden apples, gold apples, and eat one.
I think. Didn't Cabarone have a golden apple?
Oh, yeah.
We should check in with him.
Didn't he give it to you to hold on to? No, he took it back.
Oh, shit. Do I have it?
Number 4, create the Taoist Elixir. Drink water that has a piece of gold and cinnabar in it. Caution, however, cinnabar is a common ore of mercury, and mercury is deadly.
Great, now I'm hungry again.
Wait, Taoism? Isn't that a belief system? I've heard about that.
Part of this is an earth thing, because Arnie's told us many times about cinnabon. He really misses it a lot. I don't know how he would get that here, though.
He said he would like to have a cinnabite of a cinnabon.
If eating cinnabon makes you immortal, I'm going to live forever.
Well, you're a little hellraiser, aren't you?
Are you listening, Cinnabon? Number 5, wash in the morning dew at the dawn of the summer solstice. It will give you immortality for a year, so you will need to do this annually.
Immortality for a year, come on.
Number 6, ask the goddesses for some ambrosia.
Oh, I could do that.
Number 7, come to Earth, seek out the Holy Grail, and drink from it.
Ooh.
Arnie, what's the Holy Grail?
Yeah,
what's that?
Tell us all about it.
Well, it's probably the second best Indiana Jones movie, I think.
Who's that?
Indiana Jones.
Number 8, this is my favorite and something my grandfather told me. If you can lick the point of your elbow with your arm bent, you will have immortality for 1,000 years. Good luck and don't die. Yours in appreciation, Angarid.
Angarid.
Thank you, Angarid. Well, at least one of these must work.
I'll spend this week trying to lick my elbow.
You can do it pretty easy.
Well, you must be very long-lived. You said you were born in 97, or you were recording songs back in 97.
Yeah, I was recording music back then, and I've been around for a while, you know? When the trees started to talk, that's about the time I was born.
Whoa, that's been a while. I know the great blue tigers have a lot of magic to them, but I didn't realize that any tiger had magic.
Yeah, well, I'm a red tiger, so it's kind of like we're on the other sides of the color wheel a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, they got a lot of power, and so do we, but we have more like the artsy kind of power, you know? Oh. They're more of like, they excel in like more administrative kind of ways.
Sure.
You could have stopped at Excel.
Fair.
Arnie, thank you so much for bringing this letter to my attention. Listener Anne, I shall endeavor to find ways to become immortal once again and ensure that this terrible wizard war that's looming over all of us as wizards take over more and more land and try to become warlords, that it all comes to a peaceful end. Know that I shan't rest until I find some peaceful solution. Or you know, if I can lick my elbow, I'll probably be, distracted by licking over.
Yeah.
Reba, did you ever bother to name your cubs?
Well, you know, sometimes it's easier to name a song than it is your own cub.
Sure. That sounds like a good song title.
And you know, sometimes it's just a little hard to name the ones that are close to you.
Ooh,
yeah,
that fancy.
Sounds... Yeah. Oh, speaking of fancy, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Hey, yo.
Ooh.
That's another song I got going on there.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, you guys are really inspiring me. I might release another album.
Oh, that'd be great. We'll have to have you back on so you can promote it.
I'd love to. I'd sing a couple tunes, you know? Just sing here in this here tavern. I appreciate that, you know? It takes a village to release an album, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, my son's name is Shelby Blackstock. Gang Stocking.
Shelly and Shelby? Boy, I bet they got me.
Oh, yeah. That's why they didn't, work out.
That was never going to work out.
I know, from the jump. I swear.
Well, a musician, will you get a few other acts going? Maybe some underground animal fights? Arnie, I think we might be able to bring back Chunt's Night. It feels like all the pieces are falling into place. And speaking of Arnie, the email you read, quite the list, made me want to perform a list of my own. What's it like again? Chapter 1. What's it like to live? Chapter 2. What's it like to laugh? Chapter 3. What's it like to have diarrhea?
Just could have dug deeper into any one of these ideas.
Oh, shit. That was chapter 3.
Chapter 13, repeat. What's it like to have diarrhea?
Oh, that's right. All the way up to 17.
Live, laugh, diarrhea.
And chapter 18 was the friends and gastrointestinal disturbances we made along the way. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking and Listing Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Reba McIntyre was played by special guest Stevie Shale. Stevie performs with the character team Boop at UCB LA. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Toffee, Mel Rodriguez, parentheses not the Hollywood star. That sounds like something a Hollywood star would say, Mel. Belle from Hell, Max Blaine, Noxie, Richard Poyner, Severe Stenloke, Mark, but also Kirby, Alec Rockin' Roloff. One thing that doesn't roll off is the tongue. Jack B., Richard Dick DeMore, their words, not mine. Lauren Craig, Spencer Hesse, Millie Headcomb, Adrian Wilkinson, Thomas the Mischievous, framing device, the disinterested, Andy Kyle, Carla Rautenbach, Jameson Lee Barber, Adara Burns, and Chelsea. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the most recent bonus episode, a book club gathering with Flower to discuss the Swedish children's book Pippi Longstocking.
Yeah. Pippi Longstocking is pure chaos, right?
Yeah.
She's insane. All she does is fuck up everything. She's awful to everyone, right?
She's super strength.
Yeah.
She lies constantly.
Right.
Sometimes you can't tell if she's lying or if she knows it. Other times she just admits that she's lying.
She ruins circuses for no reason.
Let's just say it. She's making everything about her, right?
Yeah.
Like...
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and I get it. She's a child who is unencumbered by parents, so she likes to make up tall tales and seem more impressive than perhaps she is. Although she is very impressive in some ways. She has this strength. She has a certain simple way of viewing the world that can be charming at times. She doesn't mean anyone any ill unless her evil plans are revealed in these other books, which I have to assume they are because she's directly from hell.
Isidore, I feel bad now. You're right. She's just a 9-year-old with 3 guns. I'm sorry I said she was chaotic.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.